Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The COVID-19 community transmission risk level jumped to high risk for the geographical region the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District defines as Central Peninsula. Schools in this area will now shift to 100% remote learning, meaning no on-site opening of schools on August 24th, this Monday. That includes Kenai, Soldotna, Nikiski, Kasilof, Sterling, and other communities in the central portion of the Kenai Peninsula. According to the school district at this time, only the Central Peninsula is impacted. Current risk levels dictate that schools in the Southern Peninsula, that's the Homer area, the Eastern Peninsula, that's the Seward area, and schools in individual or remote communities will all begin with a normal on-site school option available. Peggy Erkenef of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has details.
COVID-19 risk level jumped to high in the Central Peninsula today, which means that when school begins on Monday, we will be opening with 100% remote learning. There's information in your inbox, and your schools will be reaching out to you with more detailed information for you, as well as you can always check our website and social media. We're sorry about this, and please do your part to help stop the spread of COVID in our communities.
District Superintendent John O'Brien said in a statement, "I hope that if case levels in the Central Peninsula drop to a medium risk level, we can open schools to on-site learning after Labor Day on Tuesday, September the 8th. We will continue providing district-level updates every week, plus each school will communicate directly with their families. We have a full list of all impacted schools at RadioKenai.com. Schools will contact their families to get further instructions and respond to questions about the new school year beginning with 100% remote learning. Get It and Go meals for students will begin on Monday, August 24th. All sports competitions in the Central Peninsula are canceled. Also, pools at Kenai Central High School, Skyview High School, and Soldotna High School are closed to public use. Alaska is currently the most tested state in the nation for COVID-19 per capita, followed by Rhode Island, according to Worldometer, a website that ranks states and countries on several key measures in the COVID-19 response. The testing measure is cumulative and based upon all tests administered since the start of the pandemic. Alaska also ranks first among states based on the current weekly trend, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Research Center. The current Johns Hopkins University weekly trend for Alaska is 4.9 tests for every 1,000 people. The District of Columbia, a territory, ranks higher with 5.1 tests for every 1,000 people. New York State, with a rate of 4.1 tests for every 1,000 people, is the second most tested state. During a press briefing on Tuesday, Alaska's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ann Zink, addressed the level of testing as well as the state's low percentage of positive cases.
Our percent positivity through August has been kind of decreasing over time. It's been great to see that as well. Again, this is a combination of how much testing is being done as well as our number of positive cases, and really appreciate the federal support as well as local and tribal support in helping to make a lot of this testing a reality. It's not perfect. It always has a long ways to go, and we still have a lot to do, but we continue to be the most tested state in the nation and continue to try to make it easily accessible to every Alaskan, no matter where they are in the state.
COVID-19 tests collected in Alaska are processed by three main entities. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.